You're listening to a podcast on the Awkward Human Network. If you want to find out more about this show and all the other cool stuff that we do, visit awkwardhuman.com.
Let's talk about you.
Welcome to What's Wrong With You. Each episode, we'll ask one guest the same series of four questions.
What's wrong with me? I have a lot of split ends.
Just the next question. Tell me about a time that you failed.
It's a loaded question.
The third one. If you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, how real do you get with people about
it? Don't tell because they think I'm a crazy person.
What would you say?
I'd say prepare everybody else.
I'd say just go in and watch.
You're gonna fuck up and then fess up and then fix
it. Great beard,
sweet beard, man.
Yeah, great beard. Okay.
And the last question, when does that come up now? When do you think about that moment or that failure or that lesson? Who am I? I'm your host, Sarah Kleigman. Coming up on this episode of What's Wrong With You? How dropping out of college isn't necessarily a bad thing, and what might be the actual formula for how to succeed in life. This episode, I talk with Haley Delane. Haley is an on-camera host and co-founder of TrendingAllDay.com, the number one influencer news site in the world. Haley's co-founder is Kevin, and his episode was number 3, which I highly recommend. Haley started to play in the big leagues at a really young age, working with celebrities of all kinds, top artists, foreign billionaires, you know, the huge. Haley and I met when I was working at the Feed House, which was the headquarters for the now defunct app called Feed. I also want to note that since recording this interview, Trending All Day has grown 3 times in size. In this episode, Haley talks about her decision to drop out of college and move to LA and the importance of listening to your inner voice. Oh, but before we get to all that, we also talk about the importance of toilet paper roll placement. Equally as important, I'll let you be the judge. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Sarah.
So what's wrong with you?
I have a really big issue with bathroom toilet paper. It has to be folded a certain way.
Like folded or like flip?
Not folded, flip. The direction. Yeah.
Like a top-down pull.
It has to be a top-down. So I'll change them when I go to places.
You'll just flip them upside down.
I'll flip them upside down. So if they come out the bottom, I'll sit there and flip it.
Even like one of the big ones in like a public restroom.
Oh, yeah.
Restroom.
Oh, like yeah. Like I'll go through like airports where they have like the multiple, I'll switch them. And then when you can't switch them because it's like a key or something, I'll like try to go to a different bathroom.
Stop it.
Like it's, yeah.
Has it always been that way?
Ever since I can remember.
Did someone tell you? Was someone like, what, did you have like a
moment? I think it's common sense though. Because if you've ever walked into a bathroom before and it's flipped the other way, it falls onto the ground.
It's a hard, yeah.
And then my thought process is, if it's on the ground, that should not be going anywhere near me. So then it's like a sanitary thing. But now it's so in me that it's not a sanitary thing anymore. It's just a
compulsion.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll switch it in people's houses and like people have commented before.
Really?
They're like, you got to do it the right way. And then, so I don't really, but yeah.
If I ever want to freak you out, I'm just going to go into all the bathrooms and mess up the toilet paper.
Yeah. People do that too. When I lived at home, my stepdad would do that.
He would flip it the other way?
Just to mess with me. And I would get so mad.
Well, I was thinking like he'd flip it because he like thought it should go the other
way. Oh, no. He would intentionally, because they knew it was such a big thing. And I would tell them like, who was doing this?
I love this.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I don't know if there's like random things that I do. I did hear one time on a TV special about bacteria that the very first stall in the bathroom is usually the cleanest.
Always the cleanest. I did.
But does everyone know that now?
I do know that, so I don't know if everyone knows that.
Don't tell anyone.
I try not to. Yeah, don't, guys, don't share it with anybody if you hear this. But I have heard that. I also, another little funny bathroom thing, just since we're on the topic of it, I have a really hard time walking in right after somebody.
Oh,
so if I see the person, no, it's not even the smell. Like if I see the person and know that their ass was just sitting on the same toilet seat, I sometimes have a hard time going in after.
It's too real.
Yeah. So I'll intentionally like go to a different bathroom too.
That's not too hard to understand.
But that makes more sense.
But I have like weird, like, okay, it's sort of similar. If I'm walking down just a sidewalk, and this makes no sense. You know if someone's like running past you, there's like a quick delay and then their wind hits you?
Yes.
Okay. I always hold my breath. Every time, if I anticipate it, I hold my breath because I don't want to breathe in their stuff.
That's so funny because I think I intentionally do the opposite.
You are like, I think I try. I'm gonna smell this.
You like waft. I don't think I like waft, but I do think I like notice it.
Interesting. I'm like grossed out by it.
I could see that. Is it just runners or is it just like
everyone?
Everyone.
If there's someone that I see walking towards me and I don't, I'm really, smells are a big deal.
Smells are a big deal.
A big deal.
Smells are a big deal.
Literally, I don't think there's ever been a person where I'm like, I want to smell their person wind.
Yeah,
like,
I definitely don't want to, but I think I'm interested in what they're going to smell like. I probably like take bets on like if they're going to smell good or not.
We should play this game next time.
That would be fun.
Except for I don't want to play because I don't want to smell it.
Yeah, you...
I will like legitimately... I like make myself uncomfortable if I like anticipate early and start holding my breath and then I realize they're walking like slower than I thought they were and it's going to be like a minute longer till the air hits me. I'm just
you
like...
You might like suffocate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, but I won't. It won't be on their air. It'll be on
mine.
And it
won't smell bad. At least, yeah. At least you'll go out with a good smell or no smell.
So Haley,
yes.
Tell me about a time that you failed.
Okay, a time that I felt like I failed was probably when I was in community college and I was about to make the decision between continuing down the path of school and finishing my AA and transferring to a 4-year, or doing what I always wanted to do and move to LA and be in entertainment.
And you were like, what, you were like 19,
I was 20? 18. Yeah, like 18. Newly 18.
Living
in Orange County, Huntington Beach to be specific. And I was going to school at Santiago Canyon, which is like in Orange County. And I was meeting with a counselor and she was like, okay, here's what you have to do to be able to do the next steps kind of thing. And this is all the money that you need to have to be able to do that. And I was looking at everything and I had always remembered that I always said I wanted to go to LA. And I always wanted to be doing that and get involved in the entertainment business, and going to school and going down the path that I was currently on in communications didn't really all add up. And so I decided to send my family down and tell them that regardless of their thoughts about me waiting to go to LA and saving my money, I said, nope, I'm finding an apartment and I'm going and I'm going to leave school.
And who all was
it was just my mom. It was my mom, and then I think she was like dating somebody at the time. But it was just her that I think I like sat and like told, and then I just made the decision. She was really like, didn't like the decision, and I was like, well, too bad. And I started driving up to LA because that's, I had already met people from LA, because that's, I had met all you guys at Feed.
How did you get into the Feed House?
So I broke in. No, I'm just kidding. I had mutual friends actually with a artist group, like a boy band that Kevin was working with at the time. And so they invited, one of my girlfriends was dating someone in the band, and we were up there in LA and we were like, oh, we're going to the Feed House. We're meeting up with Kevin Ryder. But yeah, so I walked in and Kevin was there and we met by a beer pong table and chatted and became fast friends. And then that's how I met the rest of you guys, because I just never stopped coming up to LA. And then I moved.
How did you get in with the boy band?
So my girlfriend at the time that I went to high school with, we were doing these, there's a place in Orange County called In Cahoots. It's a like a line dancing place. So everybody wears cowboy boots and it's a whole thing and you do line dancing. So we were dancing there and she met this guy who happened to be in the boy band that Kevin was producing for, and they started dating. And so we were doing LA trips together, became friends with the boy band, and I was just, you know, friends with all of them. And then that's how we met Kevin.
And did she move out to LA with you?
No, so she did not move out. She stayed in Huntington, and I moved out a little bit after like hanging out with like that whole crew. And then we had all started kind of working together at the Feed House, and right. I was working in LA, and that's when I made the transition.
So I knew you were, I remember like your 21st birthday at the beach house. And I was just like, I mean, because I used to get the same thing. At the beginning of my career, I was also like the youngest.
Yeah.
There's something really silly about not being 21.
Right.
And I remember that. And I guess I didn't realize that it was like a year and a half of community college and then life.
Then life. Yeah. Fast.
But you were so sure about it.
Yeah, I was always very sure about LA, and I think it was just about how I was gonna get there. And so I probably wouldn't tell my younger self to do it exactly the same way I did it, because now I'm paying lots of credit card debt. but I was very sure of it, and I thought to myself, you know, you only live once, and you have one life, you know, in this way, and are you going to make the most of it? And are you going to do what you know you've always wanted to do? So when I was like finishing my last year of high school, going into college, and then throughout the time that I was going to going to college, I knew I wanted to be a sideline sports reporter. So my dream was to be Erin Andrews. And so I studied, I had flashcards, I knew all the coaches, I knew all the players, I knew all the positions, specifically in football, and then I kind of branched out into basketball a little bit. And then my aunt at the time was directing on ABC 7 News, and I studied under Rob Fukuzaki for a little while and found out that I did not want to be a sideline reporter because of the industry and kind of how women were being treated in that field, and it wasn't the life for me. And so then I switched that, and that was the time that I started just working in LA, just doing random, you know, right, retail stuff. And then I met, you know, you guys at Feed and started working a bit in the social media space. And then I went fully into music because Kevin had connected me with some internships in the music space. And so that's kind of where it all kind of took off from there.
Okay, so if you had stayed in school,
mm-hmm,
what do you think that would have been like?
Wow. I mean, I think I would probably be a completely different person. Going through the last year in building a company with one of my best friends, it changes you as a person. And so I think if I would have gone to school, I don't want to say I would be behind, but I think I would be a different version of myself. I don't think I would be as strong. I don't think I would have been as mentally aware. So I guess taking you through school, if I would have finished school, I probably would have gotten like my communications or marketing degree. And then I probably still would have gone to school in LA if I could have, and still been involved in entertainment. I just don't think I would have been able to run as fast because you're going to school and you're learning. I think our school system, there are so many issues, which is a whole nother podcast. Mm. But I think that the way they build children right now in schools is not to run a company or is not to lead the world. And I was so serious about not wanting to come up under anybody else other than to build something for myself and my family and my friends. Yeah. And so I think if I would have gone to school, I might have played more of a role of a bit less of a leader, if that, yeah, makes sense, because I feel like in school they don't really teach you how to go without fear.
Right, because in order to do that and learn those things, you have to put yourself in uncomfortable.
Yeah, you have to love being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to know that it's going to be uncomfortable. You know that it's going to be hard. And I think in school, sometimes there's buffers,
yeah,
you know, and then after school, they have to figure that out.
You know? Did you have like a role model or like someone you looked at and like their path like wasn't school? And that was like, did you have anyone that you were looking at, or did you just make that?
I mean, I think in entertainment in general, there's quite a few people who like didn't go the school route and went a different route. But I don't know if there was one person I could say that I like tried to model my life after. You know, I had really good people around me. And I think that is probably what helped me the most, to see that. And the people that I had around me also made sure that I didn't let myself be too self-conscious about the school thing. But I don't know if there was one person that I was like, oh, I really looked up to them because they didn't go to school. I always wanted to go to school. Part of the reason I didn't go to school was because the finances weren't there either.
Right.
And so I was like, well, there's no finances. I'm not really passionate about this. Why am I going to put myself in debt for something I don't really want to do? And that was really probably another big part of that. But yeah.
Hmm. So next question.
Yes.
If you could go back in time and tap yourself on the shoulder and whisper something in your ear, what would you say?
I'd probably tell myself, don't listen to other people's comments on what you should or shouldn't do for your own life. And the decisions that you might make may take your life in one way or another for negative or positive reasons. But if it's this true decision that you make from the core of who you are and what you believe in, I would tell myself, don't listen to other people's comments of what you should or shouldn't do if you know that it's true to your core.
And do you feel like when you first made that decision and you were telling people about the next steps you wanted to take,
yeah,
and your goals, that you got like a lot of opinions that,
yeah, were? Yeah, a lot. I mean, I come from a small town in Orange County, so a lot of people don't leave. And if they leave, they go to school and then they come back. And so a lot of people, it felt like they thought I was like betraying them for leaving or something. They were like, no, they wanted me to stay home. And I was like, that's the last thing I'm going to do. And LA was something I always talked about. So I was actually kind of surprised when people were surprised that I was leaving. But I think that it was because I was kind of young. You know, I was probably like 18 and a half when I decided that I was like actually
18-year-olds know everything.
Yeah. 18 years. Yeah, which we don't by any means. Useless, you know, yeah. you don't. And like you said before, I think too, we were talking about this a bit earlier, is that, you know, life happens and you realize, oh crap, I got to pay my electric bill. And if I don't pay my electric bill, I'm coming home and I don't have power. And then you got to pay more money to get it turned back on. And just even those small things, like 18 year olds don't know shit,
no.
But you figure it out, or you don't. And then you go back home. But I knew that that wasn't an option for me. So I wasn't really asking for permission or asking for what people's thoughts were. But I think, as everybody knows, people love to comment on other people's lives or have opinions. And I think, I think I would just, the thing that I would nail down would be not to not listen to other people, because I think people have good intentions, you know, for the most part, and will say, try to guide you based on what they think is best for your life. But to remember that only you know what's best for you. And so I think, tapping myself on the shoulder, I would just say, remember to listen to what you have to say first, and that let that be the loudest voice. Take everybody's opinions and understand where they're coming from, but don't let that guide you unless you know that that's what you want to do.
That, I feel like, learning to sort of trust yourself and understand that, like, the advice you have to give yourself is also valuable.
Doesn't mean you're not gonna fuck up.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, this show wouldn't exist if you fucked up. But exactly. But you have to sort of have those failures. So when do you think about that now, or when does it come up now?
I think it comes up probably more than I would care to admit. I think that it comes up, you know, in the world that I'm in now, I'm sitting around a lot of people who have done far more than I've done, or have seen far more than I've done, or have gone to schools that I haven't gone to. And I think that's when, you know, people have the bond of like, oh, I went to Michigan, or oh, I'm from Ohio. And there's like the rivalry bond of like that school pride. The only thing I can compare it to is my high school, which was those, like, that was really cool. So like sometimes I miss out on those types of conversations. But because I was so involved in sports, I still kind of understand all of it. So
yeah,
I would play it up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah. So I can kind of like play on it. But then I think too, you know, here being in a position where you are comparing people's experiences and what they've done and putting them in certain positions because of where they've gone to school or where they haven't gone to school, I always kind of think to myself, oh, I wonder in my life if people have thought, oh, she didn't finish school, or oh, she didn't go to school, so we're not even going to look at, you know, who she is or what she's done. And so I think that's what I think about it.
Because especially now, because you guys just, you have 10 full-time employees now?
Yeah, like 7 to 10.
And I mean, I came in and you were interviewing them, and I freaked them out because I would run in and say hello and hug you, you had to go through that process of being the judge.
And so that was an interesting process too, because I think that I probably looked at it from a different scope than most people, because I was so much about it, and you know this from being as close as we are, is so much about it is people's personalities and vibes and how hardworking they are. And so in my personal opinion, if you haven't gone to school, I don't think that that classifies you one way or another, especially the way that our society is built. There's so many reasons people don't go to school. Like, you know, I kind of said before, is like the money situation is such a big part of it. Sure. And in our new world, especially entertainment and what we do, it's not always necessary. And so I try to look at people's work or look at what they've actually accomplished tangibly, more so than a piece of paper that says that they graduated.
Which is remarkable to me, because like I've been in those rooms with you, right? Yeah. When there's, you know, like it's us and there's, you know, like Phil went to Duke and, like, you know, but and you know, all these fancy schools and achievement sort of in that way. And I went to, you know, film school in Columbia in Chicago. Columbia's a great school.
Yeah.
But it's not like Columbia, New York. Like, I for sure still have insecurities about that, and I joke about it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I used to joke that someone would ask me where I went to school and I'd be like, oh, Columbia.
And then just like leave it.
And I'd be like, oh, do you like New York? And I'd be like, I love it. What's anything else? But it's sort of a real thing, because you feel like people do...
They'll just make their opinions just very quickly.
Which you can't necessarily blame them.
Not
because it's
all.
What they've been exposed to, accustomed to. You know, there are certain, you know, things that you want to know about someone so you can try and form your opinion. But it's interesting for you, now that you're in a hiring position, in a position where you're playing ball at a very high level. And I think it's funny, because those insecurities might come up when you know, you're comparing yourself to other people in the room. But the funny thing is, you're young and you're in social media and you understand. I mean, you know, you've seen the faces of like the big money guys and the big whatever guys, that they're so behind. And someone that gets it, I mean, it's like you speak multiple languages. I mean, really, it's very, and it's something that you can't go to school for yet.
No, yeah. And I think, though, too, there's so many versions of school, right? Like, over the process or the course of the last year, like, I put myself through how to build a website school and how to work Photoshop and then how to, you know, so many other things. But like those are little versions of schools, but you just have to sit yourself, your ass down and teach yourself versus like, oh, I got taught by a professor and things like that. So I have so much, I wouldn't even say more respect for people who figure it out their own path, but I have so much respect for people who take the initiative to do it themselves, whatever that is, you know. And if it's school, that's amazing. And if it's teaching yourself something, that's amazing. Or if it's making something, that's amazing. I think as long as you're doing, like I said, what your path is or what you think that you're built to do, it's going to kind of work out.
Yeah. And it's, or at least you're going to fail a bunch.
Then you're going to totally learn out what you
want to do. But I feel like it goes both ways, though, the insecurity thing in that situation, because they don't get it.
Yeah.
A lot of, and admittedly, right?
And I actually, and speaking, like, we were talking about social media thing, I interviewed someone who came from an amazing school, and I actually can't think of the school that it was, but she came to came to interview for Trending All Day and didn't know what an influencer was. And I literally looked at her and I was like, what are they teaching you in school? Because she had been working and talking, like, going to school for kind of what we were doing, and so the fact that she didn't know what an influencer was, I was like, what are they even teaching over there?
So Haley,
yes,
is there any other lessons or things you want to say or add or reiterate or anything?
I think if I could just reiterate anything, it would just be like, don't ever stop. And if you have a motivation to achieve something, whatever it is, you know, big or small or weird or totally traditional, I would say just go for it and, you know, put your head down and really do it and know that you're gonna fuck up and then fess up and then fix it. And, you know, that's a saying that we say at the office all the time. And I think that it rings so true because we all are human and we're all gonna fuck up. We're all gonna fail. But if we know that and we accept that and we know that the hard times are going to be hard and, you know, challenging, you just fall in love with the challenge of it. And then something great comes from that. And you look back on your life and you're like, I'm a changed person, you know? And so if I could say anything, you know, just keep your head down and do whatever it is that makes you happy. And I think that that's how you, you know, have a good life.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being
on
the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is so great.
Find out more about today's guests or leave me a message at whatswrongwithyoupodcast.com. If you like the show, please share it with a friend or five and leave us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Thanks for listening.